On Oxford College at Emory University Week, colonial legal structures still hamper African citizens to this day. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Salman Shamad, associate professor of political science, discusses why the rule of law doesn't work for those it's supposed to benefit.
Whenever we think of the rule of law in the African context, our focus tends to be on the failure of African leaders and his elites. We pay very little attention to how regular African citizens themselves, the main beneficiaries, perceive this universal concept. In my research, I found that the beneficiaries, in part because the law is infused with excessive cultural and linguistic Eurocentric antecedents, are alienated from the law. This alienation can be traced to the effect of colonial legacies on the current legal landscape of many African nations, which were primarily British and French former colonies. Relatedly, some scholars see colonialism as mostly an economic adventure, and some regard it as more than that. However, when we systematically study how the European metropoles imposed their legal structures on colonies, we would also find that they did so to maximize the economic benefits for the modern nations. Colonial legal structures continue to predominate in many African nations despite independence from the colonialists about 60 years ago. To be certain, while blame can be placed on the global order and many other significant factors not controlled by Africans themselves, African governing elites should also receive blame on why the rule of law has not relatively thrived. Corruption, unrepresentative or illegitimate constitution, law written in foreign languages alien to indigents, and many other factors are common impediments to the rule of law in many African nations. When we critically examine the consequences of colonial legacies, we find that these impediments can be traced to colonialism.
That was Salman Shamad of Oxford College at Emory University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.